Yeah, you know, go out on a high note.
Yes.
Let's come in on a high note.
How are we going to do that?
Hey everybody, it's Spyro Spy Podcast. Oh, Jesus. I better fucking set some normalization on that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll clamp it.
And by normalization, I mean just quit being fucking weirdo.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Alright.
You know what I forgot to tell you yesterday? About,
Oh, I remember Spyro's talking about the film, right?
Yeah. No, No, I forget. What were we talking about? We were talking about, like, video players and shit.
I think so. I don't know. We actually recorded that show last week, so...
Shh, you're ruining the illusion.
We will record that show next week.
You're ruining the illusion.
We ruined the illusion, too.
Yes.
Next week.
I was just gonna... Yes, thank you. Here's what you like.
Brian talking.
Nah, shit, man. Do we have anything to recap about that? We had, like, technology corner, and then we got sidetracked with the movies.
Yeah,
and
then we started
that.
Talking about people we don't like on The Daily Show.
Oh, my God. That's what a useless... That's...
I know.
Fuck. Our whole mandate on this show, it's not a news show. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make these timeless, you know?
Yeah.
So that if you listen to the show in 5 years, you're not going to be like, oh, like, they're wearing fanny packs and yep. Wraparound shades, you know?
So today we're only going to talk about the Olympics.
Yes, please. That's you read my mind.
Yep.
You read the brief.
Yep.
For once.
So.
Yeah, Olympics, huh?
Oh, I know.
Let's fucking dive right into it.
Oh, dive.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
Okay.
But yeah. Do you think that armpit hair really causes any undue drag in swimming?
Oh, man, I bet.
You think so? Do you think they've done clinical studies on that?
Sure.
Or do you think that's just, like...
an excuse?
Fashion? Well, yeah, it's weird, huh? Because, like...
I bet those dudes were shaving their bodies and they were like, you know, I need a cover story.
I better become a swimmer.
Yep. That's what I
mean. And also, well, because here's the thing that's weird, is that... Okay, I was noticing that about swimmers and stuff and how they shave. I'm like, well, okay, maybe someone figured out that you can shave a couple micromilla Google seconds off of your time.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's weird because, like, none of those guys shave their heads. They just wear swim caps, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, hair,
ooh,
head hair.
I see where you're going.
Right, so, you know, like, fucking, they have those body suits they're allowed to wear.
Yep.
Why bother? Like, why not just wear that? Or, here's the thing, what I was thinking of is, like a piece of tape or something. Just tape up your armpit, you know?
Yeah.
Just cover it up the same way you would a swim cap, you know? Like maybe a little sort of like a bra or something, you know, kind of some kind of setup. I don't know. Like I'm not a scientist, but you know, it's just kind of weird that like if you don't have to do it, then you're doing it because you want to, which is fine. But it seems like an awful lot of guys want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Okay. And here's the other thing.
Okay.
Is that when you watch the gymnastics?
Yeah.
A lot of those guys shave their pits too. That can't be for aerodynamicism. I think that's
no.
Different. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess they're just, you know, very body conscious and stuff, and they try to, you know, put on a good little presentation. I think maybe it's just for TV. I think armpit hair is you know, it's arm pubes, right? It's, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what if I can trim it, shape it to design? I don't care. Make it into maple leaves.
I guess.
Maple leaves. Whoops.
Yeah.
There's a hockey team called the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Don't know. They were invented before the English language, I think.
Hmm.
That was
Are
probably
they in the
allowed.
Is that a?
No, they're not.
Hmm.
But what about Olympic handball?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Fuck! Didn't realize that was a thing.
Just popped up out of nowhere.
And that also, that one-arm air gun shooting?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
Like, I get, like, in Winter Olympics, biathlon, you got the rifle and the skiing and stuff like that. probably had, like, comes from somewhere, and that's just a thing we're used to. But this is, like, it's not even an actual pistol. It's, like, some weird, I don't know.
I read about the pentathlon, and it's, like, five completely incongruous things you have to do. You got to ski a little bit and shoot a little bit and jump over a thing and all that. And I was like, well, why don't they just have one of each? Why don't you get, okay, you got to spike a ball, you got to dunk a ball, you got to do a flip, do some rings, take a tumble,
avoid the slime,
swim across a thing. It should just be a complete one of
hit the
every
plunger
Olympic thing sport, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's an idea that I had the other night.
Like Mousetrap.
Yes. Why don't we just have like a 10-guy Olympic team for each country, and they have to do all of the events?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know what? We're
specialized.
We're all pretty shitty at high jump. Like, mm-hmm. We're probably not going to win, but fucking Phil, you go do the high jump because you're the best at it out of all of us. I mean, we're all lousy, and we're not going to win, but you have to go do it. And meanwhile, like, I'm going to go fucking do the ball gymnastics. Or whatever. I'm like, that's not my best.
Standing on a ball like a, like a circus bear.
No. It's you lay on your back for that one.
Oh, right.
You got to make sure the temperature in the room is just right. And
instead of the Special Olympics, because I think Special Olympics are a wonderful thing. I think that's great.
I think Special Olympics should be the only Olympics.
I think they should have the shitty Olympics. I think they should just randomly, they just call you up and like, hey.
Draft people.
We're Olympic in. Come on down. You know, or they just, you know, like they just grab people off the street, throw a bag over their head, and then they wake up in an Olympic stadium. And they got, whoa, suddenly I got it. All right, there you go. You're on uneven bars.
Oh, God. Yeah,
best of luck. That'd be the best. That'd be what you, because, you know, the best part of anything is when people fail. So.
That's kind of true.
Except when they succeed. When they succeed, that's great. But when they fail, that's awesome. When they do pretty good, that's boring.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right.
The wipeouts are good TV. Like,
dude, wipeout.
Man. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
What? Oh, right. This is JJJJJJ.
Tell us again, my friend.
JJJJJJJ.
Yeah.
So Olympics, it was a joke that we were going to talk about the Olympics, so let's not.
No.
I mean,
no,
already,
see, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, that was half the show.
They don't know what Olympics we're talking about.
It's true. Oh, yeah, I know. All the people who are frugal Googling us in the future, audio Google, and they're. I bet, because you know what? I bet right now in the future. Wait. Yeah,
someone's talking into their, or they're projecting their thought into their computer, and they're the one. What am I gonna look up? Fucking. They do that four times, and then we come up.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
You have to say fucking three times, and then we disappear after that.
Do you think? Okay, here's my question. Do you think? Okay, I already know your answer.
Here we go.
Do you think? Well, of course.
This is it.
I mean, it's obvious that it's going to.
I disagree. We'll have
really?
To agree to agree.
Oh.
We have to.
Okay.
Okay. Done.
They should. They. Okay.
Da-na.
No, but they're gonna.
Okay.
No, do you think a text search of podcast is gonna happen? You think that's gonna be a thing? You think Google will
possible.
Be like, Google's gonna take their thing and it's gonna run it through a speech detectoid?
That would be great if that was possible somehow, but fuck, man, I don't
future.
Know.
Future.
Yeah, shit, man. I kind of think there should be some, like, it should be the other way around, where it's like there is no text anymore.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah, I think it should be all oral. Go back to the oral tradition. You know.
What about the deafies? All of our deaf fans.
There won't be any deaf people in the future.
You should
fucking short term, dude. Look further on into the thing, into the mirror. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we should get some kind of a like a Bonzi
instead of saying like
sign
no,
language guy.
Fucking here's the thing, man. It's like everything in the world's like, how are we going to accommodate those people? What are they going to think? It's like, no, like that's short sighted. It's like, how are we going to get those people up to our level? You know, how are we all going to be the same? Then we won't care. Yes, I suggest communism and robots.
Wow. Robots would be communists, wouldn't they?
They would have to be.
Just by their very nature, yeah.
No, but what if the robots weren't, and they were like, oh, fucking, I gotta build my body better so I can be better than that other robot?
Oh, no, that's no good.
And then pretty soon you get Unicron.
Yeah.
And then you got Unicron's body.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then Unicron, starts riding a horse, you know?
Right.
Because he has to fight, like, an even bigger robot dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty soon we're going to run out of space.
I thought of a joke for that New York Times caption thing.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
You know.
Yes. Yeah, why don't you write it down?
Because I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to do anything right. I only know how to ruin things.
You did it once.
Yeah, by totally doing the wrong thing.
I thought it was funnier when Boxman did it.
Yeah, I can't do anything right. But something about, like, him being, like, his dad's a mermaid and his mom's a mermaid or whatever. And he, you know, like, he's got a brother who's all fish, but he's got the top of a man and the bottom of a lady because there was two mermaids that made him. And then he's got the recessive man traits or whatever.
Did they make a movie about that?
Yeah. It's Splash 2. This time, both halves are human.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
It's got a fish head for legs.
Splanikin. Splanikin, dude. It's a mannequin bottom on a fish top.
Gross.
I should not be.
Every limb is a fish?
Yes. Totally. And it accompanies
or
the
how about this? How about
robot.
This? The bottom, like the bottom of your body is like a guy, right? Is like is the top of a guy and the bottom of your body is like the wait. Basically my point is that you're upside down.
Right. But you're not. You have to stay upside down because that's just how I'm oriented. That's the top
no, that's
of
right.
Me.
It's,
sorry.
It's
I've
in
got
your
a
ears.
Foot for a head. I can't help it.
No, and that's right. Yeah.
I wonder if there's anyone that has that mental
you
disorder.
you walk around like a normal person but you're just in constant pain.
Yeah, just totally disoriented, uncomfortable. Oh, all the blood is rushing to my feet, head, face, feet, face. Sounds good. That's good.
Yeah.
You might punch up a treatment for that. We're going to get that. We're going to move that right through.
I got a surprise for you. What's I that? Already did.
Oh, you punched it up?
That's right.
All right. Give me the better joke now.
Yeah, well,
or was that? No, that was the
that was
one.
It. That oh, was okay. It. See, what you don't even realize is that we were already thinking of a shittier joke.
That's what you don't realize.
I sensed that you were thinking of a shitty joke and I made a better
That's
one.
That's right. Hey,
since
everyone,
2006.
We want you to know that every time you hear one of these shows, it's just that much better than what you're not hearing.
That's right. It was. we're looking out for you, man. It's all about quality control.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you think a joke falls flat, you should have heard it before we said it. It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, God. Imagine. Yep. It's kind of true in a way, man, about everything. That should be better.
Sure.
Guess what? You know what? It kind of is already.
Yeah, it was worse.
Imagine all the steps that I had to take to get to that thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, occasionally a piece of art or, you know, product or whatever like was better before. That does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's like the end result is usually the best, right?
Yeah.
That's how I think about a lot of stuff, like with bands and artists and stuff. It's kind of like a lot of people are like, oh, they fucking sold out, or they were better, or this guy forgot how to draw, or whatever. And it's like, you know what? Like, everybody's on their little path to destruction.
Yeah.
And like everyone's trying to constantly, you know, you have the thing in your head that you want to hear or see or whatever it is, and you're constantly trying to do it. And sometimes you're like, you realize the way you're going about it is all wrong.
Yeah.
But like, it seems like everybody just kind of has like one thing they're trying to do, and they never do it. But you know, hopefully before you die, you come as close as possible, right?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Some people like do switch midstream and like, hey, fuck that, I'm not doing that anymore. But it's kind of like, it's kind of all the same, I think. And like, unless like, well, when a band changes members and stuff, that's kind of, exchanges members. It's not quite the same thing because that's kind of like a different band in a way, I think.
Yeah.
But I always kind of think, like, the newest thing, that's the purest representation of what they're about. And if you don't like it, then you don't like them, you know?
Yeah, personally, you don't like them.
You can't just judge a band off of one album. You have to judge in their whole oeuvre.
Yeah, you got to judge them on the last thing you heard from them.
Yeah,
like,
basically. Because time doesn't work that way, people.
It's the last 10 seconds on their most recent release.
That's right.
That's what I think.
You got to finish strong.
Yeah.
A lot of them say, like, how are we going to start? We got to start this album off with a bang. No, yeah, you got to start it off good so people keep listening. But
work up to something.
Finish strong. I hate it when albums trail off.
Then it's going to, yeah. Then it just gets worse.
It's like when bands are like, again, we're going to play our hit first song, get it over with. I'm like, everyone will leave and no one will give a shit.
Like, yep, you got to know this.
You got to know, like, you got to know your audience and what you're capable of. And, you know, think of the whole set as a piece and not just.
Basically, every band should only be playing All Star by Smash Mouth. Ever.
And not. It's never been any better than that.
None of the verse, none of that. Just.
Just hang out, you're an All Star.
Get your game on, and then that's it. Thank you, good night.
Because the end of the chorus is not so good.
No.
They really peak in the middle of the chorus.
That all that glitters is gold. I guess, well, that part is kind of good. Yeah, just the chorus from All Star.
Do that as an encore. Do that as an encore.
Oh, yeah, you leave.
Oh, imagine if you played like the first 30 seconds of a song at the beginning of the set, and then you morph that into another song, and then right in the middle, you play like the middle of the, and then, yes. You treat the whole set as a song, and you have your, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Line by line, you take.
You finish strong with like your best part of your song, yeah.
Yes, finish out the show with all the bridges from all the songs.
Yes. No, you do that in the middle of the set so everyone can go to the bathroom and get a beer. We're just gonna play bridges. Like, I know this is like we're just working up to the end. So
yep.
Yeah. Go ahead. The other thing about the Olympics that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh wait, did you see? Is that the show still? Was that? Was that last week? You were talking about the Olympics?
Fuck, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Did you see that photo of the Spanish basketball team?
Yeah, sure.
And then they're making chinky eyes?
Yeah, sure.
I'm allowed to say chinky eyes because I'm Japanese.
Right.
I fucking hate those. And it's a big fucking deal. Like, they did a like group photo and they're all making slant eyes with their fingers and they're standing in front like there's a dragon painted on the court. And there's a fucking big uproar over it. And they're like, you guys are fucking racist. And they're like, well, I'm sorry if anyone construed that as racist. That was not our intention. And like,
yeah.
Which is like a shitty thing to say. Like,
no. If anyone thinks that's racist, they're racist. If anyone thinks that is racist, that's the person thinking that is racist.
Oh, for sure. I agree. But it's kind of like, why even say anything at all? Just say like, fuck you. Shut up. That should be the response. You shouldn't have to do any like crowd control, you know, kind of deal. What do you call it? Damage control?
Yeah.
And, but it's also that like, apology, it's not an apology. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. If you feel that way, I'm sorry that you feel that way. You know, like, it's not an apology. Don't even, like, if you're going to do it, don't, if you're going to apologize, but don't do that sort of half-assed, like, well, we didn't mean to, and if you do, I'm sorry. Like, either apologize for it or be like, no, we're not apologizing for that.
Yeah, we got your message.
Email me when you get my message. Did you get my facts?
So,
phone me if you get the facts.
Okay, I heard about that on
Don't
the
get me started on
the
news.
It was on the MSNBC, and they were talking about, you know, they did, whoa, check out this horrible. What were they thinking?
This is the worst thing you can do.
This is.
All the people that were talking were probably Asian, I bet.
So then, right after their big outrage with that, the very next story is, do you hear that music? That music doesn't mean you're having pasta tonight. The Italian swim team, I swear, it was like this. And like, wait a minute, weren't you guys just outraged a second ago? Like,
yeah, and also is are black Americans ready for a black president? Which is like,
yeah,
they get away with that shit on the news all the time. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, mm-hmm. All black Americans,
yeah,
will probably think that they're not ready for a black president. Let's keep them from that so that they don't have their hearts broken.
What happened to Afroid Americentricism?
I don't understand.
Didn't we used to call them that?
It's too long.
All
can't
of them?
Say that.
Them? Yeah. Oh, I can't say them. Them is racist.
No, you
those people.
People.
No. Oh, that's even.
We the people. We the, yeah, we the you fine. Peoples.
We those you. People.
But yeah, it's just fucking. Who gives a shit? You know, it's like
Nintendo done any We the People advertising? Because that's pretty good. We the People.
It's not bad. Know. Write that down.
Jot that up. Super shout.
GoDaddy.com.
I'm gonna try to go to WeThePeople.com right now. WIIT. How do you spell people?
PII. Yes.
It's Park Daddy. It's parked via GoDaddy. Oh, that's awesome. We the people, GoDaddy has. That's awesome.
Good job, and whoever listened to us and thought of that.
There's massive steaming CSS errors here. This is very, very bad.
You know what? I know we've probably talked about this before, but can I just say that domain names, don't bother. Yeah. They're useless now. There's no point. Yeah. You can have your domain. See, here's because this is what I thought of. Like, a while ago, I was thinking, well, I should register jobgoblin.com for my comic, you know, just because it was already taken. It's parked. There's nothing there. I'm like, ah, shit.
Jobgoblin.cn.net.
And it's like, you know what? If you Google Jobgoblin, the first, like, 100 things that come up are my fucking name. And it's like, who gives a shit what my website's called? It doesn't matter.
As long as you can juggle it. Yep.
That's the thing. And it's like, just go back to, you know, how everything used to just be, like, IP addresses and fucking tildes and, you know?
Sure.
So, fucking...
Backslashes and forward slashes.
So, fuck you, GoDaddy. I'm going to GeoCities.
Yeah. Fuck it. Angel Fire.
Zanga... What?
Angel
Fire. What was the other...
Yeah,
what's that other one? Not Zanga. Buddy. I'm thinking of something else. Fuck, I don't know.
Fortune City?
Maybe.
No. There was another one there that was like, it was the big,
I think there might have, was there an X in that one? It wasn't Zank.
If you remember, send us.
Oh, the other thing I would like to know, hello internet, here's what I'm going to use my internet, my broadcasting power for.
Okay.
Broadcasting power. Now we hear this. speaking of like, oh, Google's so great, just type something in, you find it. And that's kind of true, but it's kind of not true because fucking shit on the internet goes missing. For starters.
Right.
And even if you use archive.org and shit, you're like, oh, here's the page, but you can't. All the links are broken and all the pictures are gone, so fuck it.
Yes.
I was thinking of... Remember, like, years ago, we were talking about that that Flash animator guy who did those cartoons about the, like, you know, like the gnomes and the fucking satyrs and all that, and it kind of looked... kind of rotoscope-ish, like it was traced off of, you know, human movement and stuff, and remember that guy? Like, he did kind of neat little shorts, and I was like, oh, I fucking like to see what that guy's up to right now. How do you find him? Jeez, let me just Google Flash animation and elves. No, it's like there's no possible, like, the only way to find some things is to trace your steps back. And the only thing I could think of is like, you know what? We talked about this on the failure message board. And that's no longer in existence. And if you try to archive.org it, you can't get message board posts that are gone.
That's crummy.
You know, when that's been deleted, it's gone forever. And that's it. And it's like, well, where else did I hear about that? I have no idea. And it's like, oh, maybe I emailed somebody about it back when I had a Yahoo account or something. You know, like it's gone forever. And so if anyone knows what that is, what that guy is, if you know what I mean, yeah, let me know. But that's all you can do is go on to, like, Yahoo Ask or, you know, Metafilter Talk or whatever and be like, yeah, you remember this. And somebody might know, but I don't know. Like, that seems like, what good is the internet if I'm just asking people, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's what the internet is, huh? A collection of people who know one thing each.
Yep.
You gotta find that one guy that matches up. You gotta hump him. To steal his power, that is.
Man.
Yep.
You're all over the place. I can't even catch up with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Well, what did you want to say?
I like food on the weekend.
Oh, you want to food it up?
We know you like to serve your food so very tastily. And make each meal a masterpiece of quality. Yet keep your eye upon economy. So we say, here's the way. Try our weekend specials and save.
By the way, we forgot to say there's more to the song. Mm-hmm. It just fucking kept going, didn't it?
It did.
You know what's funny?
I wasn't expecting that.
It's funny how, like, old ads and old everything, they, like, hadn't figured out how to condense. I mean, and part of it's our fucking attention deficit and all that, but at the same time, they kind of hadn't really figured out editing and, like, how to make things really snappy and poppy and all that. Like, it's something that just evolved. So you watch old shit and it's just like beating you over the head with the same thing for like a minute. And you're like, oh my god, how long is that?
Yeah, commercials used to be a full minute long, and I actually downloaded 8 gigabytes
old
commercials last week.
Save those because they will disappear from the internet. Yes, but please also email me, snail mail me the tape of that. Put them on the VHS for me.
It's excellent. There's a good half hour of just laxative commercials. They're
nice.
Uproarious.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
There's so many commercials that end with, buy it, or get it.
Yep.
Have this.
Ask your guy for it if he has it or not.
Like, back then, the idea of commercials were so new that it was like, what's happening here? I'm watching a show about a laxative, and what's the next step?
Wait, is this something I can get? Because I really like that.
Right.
Oh, yes. You can have it yourself. Okay. Go to the store and purchase it with a dollar.
Purchase some. Yep.
It might cost 75 cents. We don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, check your local listings. It's one of those fucking things. I hate that. Like, check it. When's that on? Go check. 8/7 Central.
Yeah.
Do we really need that still? Can we just say it's on at 8 o'clock? I don't know.
Just like Central now by now.
Yeah. Fucking, you don't like it? Move away from that place.
Nah.
But it's weird how, like, you got the Eastern feed of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's on, like, it is on 3 hours ahead, but, like, out here, it's still on at 8 o'clock, you know what I mean? It's on at 8.
The Olympics, everything says live on the Olympics. I'm like, what are you talking about live? It's not live.
It can't be.
Live? It's impossible.
Those people cannot be dead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know until...
It's all CG, anyway. I don't think it's even happening. I think they put it off this year.
Yeah, and the reason why none of them have armpit hair is it's too hard to render. It's like, fucking looks like Monsters Incorporated. Erase that shit. But anyway, about those racist Spanish. Spanish.
Anytime is the right time.
For those Spanish guys? Right. I just want to say fuck those crowds.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not. That doesn't work.
No, I guess you're right. No, but. But I don't know. People fucking. I just wanted to say. I'm half Asian. I don't give a shit if those guys do Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these. Like, as long as no one's personally calling me an asshole, I don't care. Like, all Chinese people are assholes. You're entitled to your opinion. You call me an asshole, then it's personal.
They should be flattered, if anything. The Chinese should be like, oh, look, they want to look like us. They want to look like the Chinese basketball team.
That'd be pretty funny if there was a movie where, like, people are on the run in China and the Chinese cops are coming and they just do that and, like, run right by them and, like, hey, have you seen any Spanish guys around here?
you know what's fucked up is actually, like half the guys in that photo were doing Japanese anyway.
I know. They can't tell the difference. So I'm not offended. I don't care.
A lot of them were doing the down, but a lot of them were doing the up. And it's like, you know.
Yeah, and one of them was doing Kojap. They still call me Bruce.
Yes.
Yep. I'm all mixed up. Yeah. Remember that?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
But, no, basically, here's the thing, is that, like, people are fucking too fucking sensitive about this shit, and, like, I think we're at a time in history, in our lives, or whatever, where we're, like, for better or for worse, we're PC enough, where basically nothing really happens, and, like, everything's kind of kept more or less in check.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, yeah, there's still fucking hate crimes and fucking assholes and shit, but there's always going to be that. But I think we're at that point now where everyone's, like, respectful enough and aware, like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, for the most part, most people are, and that's good enough for me. And as long as no one's personally saying, like, that they hate me for no reason, like, to my face, mm-hmm. like, you, Brian, I know you, I've met you, and I hate you. Like, then that's a problem, you know, then we'll deal with that. But if it's like, I don't like Japanese people, I'm like, all right, fine, fuck it, who cares? Who gives a shit about anything ever?
That's pretty much what I think in the future, racism will be rampant and fine.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. I think everyone should make fun of the difference.
It's a slippery slope, though.
All the time.
Because what if somebody puts on black face paint? What then?
You are.
What would happen?
It's slippery.
What?
It's slippery.
What?
You're a slippery slope.
I am?
It's because...
What?
Slope, you know?
No.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand.
See, shoes on the other foot now, isn't it?
Is that an
shoes
American?
Shoes on the other bound foot now, isn't it, Brian?
I don't wear shoes inside the house. It's rude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I actually don't. No, I grew up not... I don't know if it was like a Japanese thing or not, but we didn't wear shoes inside the house. I don't know what that is. I think it's also kind of a Canadian thing. A lot of people I know here don't. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's common sense, because, you know, like, fucking tracking dirt and makes things dirty. And, I mean, yeah, I mean, sure, the wife just cleans it up, and she's got to do something, so you might as well. But, you know, like...
Whoa.
What? But,
Hole is plugged up, Daddy.
Keep flushing.
Why are you naked?
Where are your clothes? They're in the toilet.
No, baby, you're just wearing a shirt. You gotta go cover all them bits up. Your brother will get ideas.
I've got it!
I'll cut my wiener off.
Oh, dang. Oh, man.
So, basically,
who cares, right? You know?
Really, fucking everyone, just fucking take a chill pill, right? That's what we're saying now in this day and age. That's the current slang. Just for anyone in the future, who knows, that's what we say now.
Yeah, in the future, people are like, I can't take a chill pill. Those things kill people.
Didn't they know that those were bad for you?
I can't even find chill pills now.
Doctors used to prescribe chill pills to people. They didn't know that it was bad for them.
Would it be all right if I took a chill suppository? Is that
That's unpleasant.
That's my white guy voice. You
unsavory.
Like
that's not bad. Now what, people?
Was actually my,
I was just... That was my Margaret Cho impersonation. I'm not very good at it.
Definitely. Man.
This is what white people sound like when they...
Speaking of Margaret Cho, what's up with the Chinese volleyball team, indoor volleyball team? They're all shaped like Margaret Cho. It's like, where'd you find these?
Do we need regular volleyball and beach volleyball?
Panty ball?
Arkham ball. Yeah.
They should totally... It's like, well, if you're going to have beach volleyball, why don't you have thong volleyball? Why don't you go ahead and, you know...
Underwater volleyball.
Topless thong underwater volleyball.
Yes, please. No, you don't want topless on those guys. Poor girls.
What, on the volleyball ladies?
What? Two volleyballs in a bra.
What?
Shoot it like a bolo.
Yes.
Shoot it like a bolo.
Is there high lie? Is there Olympic high lie? There should be.
What's that?
Where's the fall Olympics? Let's get an Olympic going every year.
Trap digging?
What the hell? Yeah. Tiger wrestling.
And fucking stew building?
Greased lightning.
Huh. Light
the show's running long, Brian.
Everyone, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
B, who gives a shit?
Yes.
C, get on the stick internet. Come on, seriously.
Yeah.
D, PS, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Ultimately, you should just give her fur.
This sounds Italian.
Yeah. You're not having pasta tonight. Then give
her the gift. Do not adjust your set. So how would I adjust my set?
It's on auto adjust.
I've been adjusting my set since I bought it. Fucking TV anachronisms. Fuck you. Fuck you, TV. If you show her your lungs with a lovely gift of a coat or stone. This is where the grunge part kicks in, right?
Yeah.
Give her fur? Is that what that was about?
Yeah, giving her fur. Give her some fur.
The Olympics?
That's a euphemism.
Hey, Olympics? You can learn something from that song.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, you know how, like, a while ago, we were talking about how, like, a while ago, you know, how, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, athletes who shave their hair and stuff, and it's, like, if you have to, that's cool and whatever. And I know that, like, modern fashion says that chicks gotta do that and whatever. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But, what was weird, I was talking to Tom McHenry, formerly of illustrious Tom McHenry Studios. We kicked him out. I was talking to him how, like when you see a dude, like, on the street or in a restaurant or whatever, who's got shaved armpits, like, it's super weird and off-putting. And those guys are always wearing tank tops, you know, tank-style tops.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I saw a guy in a restaurant, like, sort of, like, across the way or whatever, and, like, I couldn't fucking stop staring at it. I felt weird and creepy and stuff. And I'm like, dude, what's with your armpits? What's the deal? Can you explain? Ultimately, I guess what I came to the conclusion of is that, like, armpits aren't, like, they, you know, clearly, evolutionarily speaking, they were not meant to be, you know, like adult armpits were meant to be hidden. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, it's weird. It's like very few people have attractive armpits.
Do you think?
Even on ladies and shit, they always look kind of funny to me. They got that weird, like, flap skin, kind of like, I don't know. Yeah. It looks all kind of...
It bunches up.
What?
It bunches up.
Yeah, it's weird. It looks funny.
It's hot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I like it when women shave their armpits. I guess that's okay. I don't know. But
I just shave one.
But I just think it looks funny on most people.
Armpits in general?
Yeah.
All right.
It's just kind of weird. It's just weird. It's weird.
It's a weird body part.
It is. And
you know what's kind of funny is we were talking about, like, how you always judge a band by their most recent whatever.
Yeah.
You know? People are going to judge this talking show by, like, oh, yeah, we're talking about how fucking armpits are weird. That's... Hey, the Spy vs. Spy podcast. What's that all about? Oh, you know, mostly they just are like, oh, that's a weird body part.
Yeah, it's weird. Hey, Frank, Frankenberry was weird. Inside joke.
Well, fuck you all.
Ah.
I mean, whoa.
What?
Whoa. Sorry.
Yeah, you got any closing wrap-ups?
No. No.
I will say this. I gotta call myself on my own bullshit when due is necessary.
Okay.
I started watching Time Goes to the Mayor. I'm enjoying it. You know how, like, a while ago, someone can track down the exact episode where I'm like, that's fucking bullshit, man. It looks like fucking hell, and I don't think it's funny at all. Well, I think it looks okay, and I think it's funny now, so.
Yeah, turns out it's funny.
I just didn't get it, and I didn't give it enough of a chance, and I just said, this is ugly. I don't like looking at it. And that's how I am with a lot of stuff, you know? If it's ugly, I'm
not...
Me
too. Suppose a record comes out and I'm like, this is a piece of shit. And then their next record comes out and I'm like, wow, this is fucking good. And then you revisit that first one and you're like, no, this isn't a piece of shit at all.
They're just coming
from a different, you know, it wasn't what I, you know...
Yeah, and plus, like... Not
with different ears, you see,
when
you know.
That's the thing is that, like, when people say, oh, their first album was the best, or this was that, and this guy just learned how to draw or whatever, like, people get better tools and better skills, and they're like, you know what, we always wanted to make this, like, you know, fucking George Lucas, get off his balls, he always wanted a singing fucking monkey lady in the, oops, I mean, you know.
What, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I didn't mean to spoil it for anyone who hadn't seen the re-release, but, but it's like, you know, if that's what he always wanted and he didn't have the capability or budget or time or whatever to do it in the first place, it's like, yeah, maybe you prefer that, but you can't bust his balls for fucking ruining something like
that. Who gives a shit? The other one's still like, God, we hate you so bad, everyone. God.
Can I have a t-shirt that says who gives a shit, please?
What? A t-shirt? Is that really what you want? Really? A fucking t-shirt with words on it?
You know what I want? I want a shirt that has a funny slogan and maybe a picture on it that I can buy.
Yes.
But I want only one of them. I don't want to make it myself. I got to make all my own clothes. I wish I could do that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I want a tattoo on my cheek of Calvin pissing in my mouth.
Oh, man. Maybe you can put a little hole in your cheek and then, like, you can, like, squirt lemonade out of it or something. You know?
Yes. People will think it's piss.
Yes. Or maybe you can invent a little, you know, little spigot kind of thing. It'll look like Wolverine's metal. Why is it that? Remember when Wolverine used to have the metal things right on his hands, and then they were like, no, that's just actually on his gloves.
Yeah,
and also,
and
like
now his claws are twice as long as his arms. Where are they going?
Oh, they went all the way up his wrist. How did he bend his wrist? Doesn't make sense.
Stupid.
Oh, he puts the claws out a little bit sometimes.
Right.
It's like, I don't think it works that way. It's like a boner.
Yeah, totally.
It's all chuffed. But that's funny how like he used to... Oh, he's naked, but he's got these metal things on his hand because his claws are metal.
Mm-hmm.
And why does he need little... If that's the case, why does he need little like holders for them?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
To aim them out better? But I don't know.
They come out sideways if he doesn't have that there?
That's stupid. I think we're better off just stopping with We Hate Everyone.
Okay, everybody, thanks for listening.
Yes.
It's nothing personal. We just hate everybody. It's not, you know, it's not against you personally. Take a lesson from me. No, it's not like, hey, John Hill, you're a fucking asshole. I'm like, no, it's not like that at all. It's like, hey, everybody, fucking ship up or shape out. Wait. get it
speaking
together.
Speaking of John Hill. Speaking of John Hill.
No.
John Hill's old lady just opened that bookstore. The bookstore looks awesome.
Oh.
Go John Hill.
Go I wanna,
John Hill's
let's
whole
go,
family.
Maybe we'll take a road trip to that place someday.
That would be cool. But, you know, the store looks awesome. Their sign looks great. The building is awesome and everything is
hey, and you
really
should
cool
know. You should know about signs.
Yeah, that's right. I know a sign. And they, him
that's
and...
That's definitely one of them.
It was him and his dad, or him and his wife's dad. I forget exactly who it was, but
same.
They put that sign together,
same.
And that it looks
dad.
Totally pro.
Same dad.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, because you know where they live.
Right. Oh yeah.
Where
the south.
They, where do they live? The south. Everyone lives in the south.
They've lived all over the place though. Man.
Yeah,
they,
I don't.
John Hill moves around.
Yeah.
He gets around.
Yeah. Anyway, John Hill, I don't fucking hate you.
Let's dedicate this show to John Hill. We got everyone but John Hill.
Well, I don't know about that.
Right.
Okay.
And other people.
Anyway, fucking, let's fix it. Let's fix it.
Sounds
and
good.
Everyone stop your fucking belly aching.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, congratulations, Box Brown, on getting a no job. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally left that job, because it was driving you nuts, dude. And I wish
yeah.
you all the best of luck.
Yes, we are glad for, well, let's just leave it
everyone's
that.
Success. That's great. And Dean. Dean getting work for DC. I mean, that's just killer. But no better dude to get that. I mean, there's no
totally.
There's no more deserving dude to work for
yeah,
DC.
Yeah, you know
than
what?
Dean.
There must be tons of dudes who are like, I'm pretty good at drawing comics, and Paul F. Tompkins apparently. they're like, yeah, I guess I'll try out for DC. And they're like, hey, you're really good at drawing comics. This is a draw comics for it. And they're like, oh, you know what? I really want to do is fucking. Get on
right.
the Human
Direct.
Torch book
or
yeah, or whatever it is, and yeah. And it's like, no, that dude just loves comics. And he loves DC. He loves the Batman and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that's the like, yeah, that's who you want running your shit. You don't want some guy who just happens to be good at drawing. Like, you know how like the comics, they're like, you know how there's all these like, fuck, I know we're out of time, but
yeah,
fucking you guys, the next show will have Car Talk will have to wait.
Yep.
But there's all these like indie guys who they're getting like, oh, these guys have cred. They're gonna here's this guy's gonna do our book and he's gonna make it look like a shitty indie book. And those guys, the whole point of those indie guys is that they hate the mainstream superhero books, and that's why they do the comics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's all of a sudden like, hey, you want to work for us? I'm like, well, I want some money, so I guess I will.
Yeah.
And it's like that guy's not passionate about you know whatever. Like some of them are for sure, but I don't know. I just you gotta get them. Get the right people for the job, man.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to come on and write your Batroc one. Actually, yes, I would like to. Please, Marvel, let
good,
me. Yeah.
Batroc, totally.
Batroc versus the Prowler is what I want to do, please.
Oh, sweet.
You can help me with that one.
Okay.
Because I don't know what those guys are.
So, no, sure.
Can I go back in time? I would like to go back in time to 1988 and do a new Hawkeye series.
I think they should pick up from where the West Coast Avengers went shitty. I think they should just go ahead and
keep it shitty.
Revisit that timeline. No, I like.
I want
25th anniversary. That's a good.
I want
good
nothing
anyway.
But that 2-issue part of West Coast Avengers where they fight the Zodiac.
Oh, so good.
I just want
so
I
good.
Want that for a year, please.
Stretch
just,
it out, yeah.
And you know what? You want to do like little in the. You know how like they used to. I don't know. Do they still do this? Where
I
they,
love those.
Where they have like. Oh, here's the main story, and here's a little, like, you know, 4 pages at the end about one guy or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Do that and, like, do the Zodiac and do all the, you know, like, fucking, we want to know more about Tiger, don't we?
What'd you say, dude? Yeah, I'll come unplug the toilet.
All right.
I'll go unplug the toilet. And speaking of which, congratulations on the weight loss, John Sanrio.
And, Sarah, keep up with the Wii Fit. Don't give up. We know it's hard.
Tom, that you got a lot of pages done, Tom. That's good.
And
way to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Tiny Monster, that was a great picture you put on the Live Journal the other day.
Yes.
Phil McAndrew.
Blood, dry that ink. Thanks for making he made a mux tape of all his, mux tape of his friends' bands, and that's fucking awesome.
There you go.
That's great.
That's way to go, guys.
And you know what he said? You know what he said he was going to do? He was going to make one of all of his internet friends' bands.
I saw that.
We should try out.
We should record a new song.
We should try out for that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And congratulations to all the winners on this season's America's Next Top Ramen.
Oh, yes. America's Next Top Pocket. SpyVersusPie.com, Gmail at SpyVersusPie.com, SpyVersusPie at Gmail.com, email at SpyVersusPie.gmail.bees. Bees. 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 Bees.